Following just a touch of wintry weather in the form of snow and light icing last night into this morning, temperatures have warmed to allow for melting, and we are looking ahead to a wet, windy, and warm stretch for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So the forecast doesn't feel at all like winter. It's going to feel much more like springtime over the next couple of days. Now, the showers around this afternoon are actually just the first wave of warmer air beginning to work in. The main event is still about a day away, with the heaviest rain falling late tomorrow into tomorrow night through about Thursday morning. It's all being driven by an area of low pressure that is working its way up through the Great Lakes. A storm on that path will push warm air into the northeast, and that is why rain is in the forecast instead of snow. We'll have showers, drizzle, mist, and fog across the region tonight. And as we work through the day tomorrow, rain in the morning will become heavier as we work into tomorrow afternoon. Again, the heaviest rain will fall tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, into very early on Thursday morning. There's even the potential for a few rumbles of thunder as the heaviest rain rolls through. And with all of that rain and also the snow melt occurring, we have the potential for some localized flooding, so a flood watch is up for many areas. Now, on top of that, we'll see the temperatures warm up close to 50 tomorrow and near 50 again on Thursday, and we'll have a gusty wind out of the south tomorrow and tomorrow night. That wind will shift to the west on Thursday as the cold front passes to our east. And as we work through the second half of the day on Thursday, Christmas Day, we're likely to at least see some sunshine come out, especially from the capital region on south. We're likely to hold the clouds and even some lingering showers across the north country right through the day on Thursday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, cloudy, showers, fog, drizzle, and mist likely, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, rain likely, becoming heavy late, windy and warm, high 46 to 52. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Cloudy tonight, showers, fog, drizzle, and mist likely, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, becoming heavy late, windy and warm, high 46 to 52. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy, showers, fog, drizzle, and mist likely, low 40 to 45. And for tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, becoming heavy late, windy and warm, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, cloudy, showers, fog, drizzle, and mist likely, low around 40. And for tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, becoming heavy late, windy and warm, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Thursday, cloudy with rain likely during the morning, potentially some rumbles of thunder, then some afternoon sun, windy and warm, high around 50. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 38 to 46. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.